Well, this is Line Up Radio, 107.3 FM, broadcasting from Alnwick to the surrounding area. And as I say, there's an absolutely packed show this afternoon. Lots and lots of guests coming up. And one of those is joining me right now on the phone. It's Zoe Birkett. Hello, Zoe.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. You'd have to apologise, actually. I'm in the middle of the Mitwell Centre. It's a little bit noisy.
It's fine. You're just getting your shopping in there.
Yes, it's my little sister's birthday, so we're out doing some birthday shopping for her.
Fantastic. Make sure you get her something nice, of course.
Yeah, I'm trying. I trust her trainers. We're hunting the JJBs and all of us at sports shop today.
Very nice. What with your Pop Idol experience, you know firsthand what it's like to get judged. Could you explain the feeling to our listeners? What's it actually like standing there in front of everyone, the audience and the judges?
To be honest, that's my job. I do that on a daily basis. I'm still auditioning. I've been auditioning last week, actually, for a new show. So I do that on a regular basis. But obviously, I started out, I think my first audition, I think 6 months for the Pampers Baby advert. One of my first audition processes. And on for that, really. But as far as singing goes, it's a bit nervous because, you work really hard, for a few weeks or all week and to prepare your song and get it right. And to have someone judge it and possibly say a negative comment about it, it's really upsetting to watch, especially if you've worked on it for such a long period of time trying to get it right.
I mean, it must be hard to sort of get, the loosely based criticisms and stuff like that, and to sort of take that in and not get deeply affected by it.
To be honest, if you want to be in the music business anyway, you need to have a very, very strong heart.
Yeah.
And be very level-headed because, people can take it very, very personally.
That's right.
And, the best thing to do is just to let it all go over your head and carry on, because a lot of people can take it personally. And it's such a shame because you see if one person just says something negative, it throws you off course. It's only natural, but I think the best thing, to do is just to stay focused, and believe in yourself and believe that you're worth more than their comments, that person's opinion.
Well, I mean, I'm currently watching Britain's Got Talent, and you see some people on there, and they get the negative comments and they take they take it really harshly and go out and this, that and the other and sort of, start mouthing off with the judges and stuff. And it's kind of like, well, if you've had the confidence and stuff, you kind of just absorb that and kind of use it to your advantage rather than to negative, and sort of work on what you're doing.
Exactly. I mean, it's a lot of it, especially if you're young, a lot of it can be constructive criticism. I don't think, especially the judges are out there to slate them and really, really upset them.
Definitely.
But I think to be honest, a lot of these type of TV shows, a lot of the opinions I agree with. A lot of them, one of the girls might have a great voice, but she might be too young and she might personally not be ready for the business and what it entails. Which can be quite upsetting for her because she feels that she's ready, but she might be only 13 years old, and she hasn't probably had enough life experience herself. So a lot of the time, I do actually generally agree with a lot of the people, like, Simon's so nasty, needs this, needs that. But a lot of the time, I think he could probably word things better.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, is Simon Cowell really that nasty, or is he...
Fortunately, I was one of the lucky ones who didn't get any negative comments from Simon. I was very fortunate. So, my opinion of Simon, is quite high. But to be honest, obviously, it's been 5 years since I've done their Pop Idol. Yeah. Even watching all the TV shows that he's been doing since, I still always agree with him, just because generally he's usually quite right, to be honest.
It's his job. That's what he does. He's there to actually... he's not going to sit there...
Yeah, he's not going to put millions of money into somebody who doesn't is that great,
Definitely not. And, people on TV, the likes of Simon Cowell, and, this is going off the subject totally, but I'm going to be on BBC Eggheads very shortly. I don't know what I've done if you watch it, but people see CJ... you see CJ on Eggheads and you think, he's right, da-da-da.
Yeah.
But in real life, if you actually speak to the guy, he's down to earth, he's really canny, and...
That's great, I love that you're going to be on Eggheads, I watch it all the time.
I'll be on the 22nd of April, if you want to that'll be us.
We'll have to try and tune in.
Fantastic. Anyways, so now the tables have turned, and you're actually on the judging panel.
I know.
How does that feel? Your sort of people's careers and stuff, actually in your hands.
I'm actually going to be probably more nervous than them, to be honest. I'm really excited. I think this is like the second thing I've done as far as judging goes. One of the judging things I've done a while back was for a stage school I went to called Stage Coach Theatre Arts. And they asked me, a group of their young kids performed to actually my single that I released, Get Happy. They performed and they wanted me to pick one winner, and it was like, I meant to pick one winner out of these young kids who are performing to my song. I'm so grateful that they're doing it. was really hard.
And I mean, the musicians that are in Music Means Life are all fantastic.
Yeah,
so it
you
must
know
be...
what? Yeah, Anthony said it. They were great. He rang me actually after he was there last week.
Yeah.
I'm actually in a short at the minute. I couldn't make it, unfortunately. But he rang me and he's like, there's some really great ones. I was like, oh, fantastic. They're really good.
Brilliant. Now, you've also been doing some, you've done theatre work. How was your Thriller tour last year? Was that
fantastic.
An experience?
Oh, absolutely amazing. I mean, just to be working with people who, you know, work so close to Michael Jackson. We worked with Lavelle Smith Jr., which is actually Michael Jackson's choreographer. And he was in all of Michael Jackson's videos, all of Trent Jackson's videos. He's on Beyonce's Crazy in Love. He worked for JLO, and he came over and he choreographed our show. And I've done it twice.
So he's been around.
Yeah, I've done the UK tour and the Scandinavian tour. And it was absolutely fantastic. And I'm a huge fan of Michael Jackson, and through the whole audition process, and as you do, and I went for it, and they were really happy because they said I had a bit of a Janet Jackson look going on, and I was the only female singer in the whole show, so it was really cool.
Very good, the lead female role, fantastic.
Yeah, I was.
What do you think of Music Means Life and the Teenage Cancer Trust? What does that mean to you to be involved?
I just got asked this question actually earlier on. It's like, especially when it comes to, you know, me, because I've been, you know, a struggling singer all of my life, you know, practically the whole 22 years since I've wanted to do this. And especially, it's such a great cause for something that's going to be in the Northeast, you know, as well. It's like, you know, we never get much chance of people being in the Northeast, because there's not actually them many opportunities to do things like this, because you expect all, you know, your stage skills and things to be down in London, and, you know, people have to pay expenses and fees and sponsorships. You know, I've had to do all that struggle to see these kids in the Northeast who've written their own songs, because they've all got to write their own songs and they've all got to perform, and just to be able to have the guts, you know, to get up there and do it. And especially
when it's
such a good, you know, such a good cause. And I just think there's so much talent in the Northeast, and a lot of it get unseen. A lot of people think, oh, you know, these stage school kids, they come from London and they come from these big, you know, these big cities, and they've been to stage school for years, and that's not necessary, you know. And it's I think it's going to be a great cause. I think the whole night and the whole final is going to be absolutely phenomenal. I just can't wait to be there and just sit and listen to some, you know, some real talent as
definitely,
well, you know.
Definitely, that's what it's all about. Now, finally, just before I let you shop, shop till you drop. Just finally, what advice would you give to people out there, you know, who want to get involved in show business or music? What advice would you give to those people?
I mean, you know, first and foremost, to be honest, you have to have a very supportive family, and a very honest family, because I think, unfortunately, in this business, you get a lot of families who push their children into it, and you know, I think it's up to the child. If they want to do it, then fantastic. You know, I see a lot of kids who, you know, their families spend so much money on stage schools and things, and it's actually not what the child wants to do. So first and foremost, make sure that this is what you want to do and not somebody else's choice. Second of all, make sure you have the people around you to tell you that you're good, or you're not that good, or you need extra lessons. I mean, and I think, you know, even I was one of these kids who wasn't in this, you know, the financial circumstance to be able to go to the big stage schools and stuff, but I was lucky enough to have people behind me who, you know, are willing enough to give me sponsorships and scholarships and stuff. And I just think as long as you train hard, and, you know, you've got to sing, if you want to be a singer, go as many, I'm still having singing lessons today, you know.
Yeah.
Today.
So, you never give up, though.
No, because at the end of the day, personally, in my opinion, you're always going to find someone who I think is better than you. Never believe that you're the greatest thing, because there's always someone who's going to be, you know, two steps behind you, just ready to sneak up on you at your weakest moment.
That's it.
Have as much training as possible. And just believe in yourself, and with all the knockbacks that you might get along the way. I've had loads along the way. You know, just keep going. If you believe in yourself and this is what you want to do, just keep going and fight for it. And, you know, I'm a big dreamer anyway. I'm a big believer. Yeah.
But you have to be. You have to be in this day and age.
You can't.
Some people say, oh, you know, I'm never going to be like such
no,
and such.
I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, negative positivity as well. I think if you're feeling positive and it's something you want to do, and you put your whole energy into it, and you're like, right, I want to do this, and you work towards it, and you're feeling good about it, you've trained, and there's nothing more that you could possibly do for this audition, then, you know, I think that's how people, you know, that's how you're going to get it. If you're feeling negative and you're like, I can't do it, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm missing, then you're not going to be, because you're not going to be in the right mentality for it.
That's it, you've got to have the confidence.
I just think, training hard and having a great family behind you and believing in yourself and never letting people knock you down, especially.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Zoe, for
taking
your time out, your heavy shopping for Line Up Radio. Yes, and all the best for your career and the future.
Thank you very much.
And I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.